This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're ditching the screen addiction and reclaiming our lives, one glorious day at a time. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let's be real, today's topic hits close to home for all of us. Building healthy habits around social media use. Ever scroll through Instagram for what feels like hours, only to realize you've accomplished absolutely nothing? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Social media doesn't have to be the enemy. It can actually be a fantastic tool for connection, inspiration, and even learning. The key is finding that sweet spot using it intentionally and in a way that truly enriches our lives, rather than just consuming our time and energy. So, how do we do that? Well, buckle up, because I've got 5 golden nuggets of wisdom to share with you today. First up, awareness is everything. Before you even open that app, take a moment to ask yourself, why am I reaching for my phone? Are you genuinely curious about something specific or just seeking a quick dopamine hit? Understanding your motivations can help you make more conscious choices. Number 2, set those boundaries like a boss. This means establishing time limits for social media use, designating phone-free zones in your home, and even turning off notifications during work hours. Think of it like training yourself to resist the siren call of endless scrolling. Speaking of boundaries, number 3. Curate your feed with intention. Unfollow accounts that leave you feeling drained or inadequate. You know those profiles that just seem designed to make you feel bad about yourself? Yeah, let them go. Fill your space with accounts that inspire you, educate you, and make you genuinely happy. Next up, number 4. Find alternative sources of joy and connection. Remember, real life experiences are where the magic happens. So, prioritize spending time with loved ones, engaging in hobbies you're passionate about, and exploring the world outside your screen. And finally, number 5. Practice self-compassion. Let's be honest, breaking a social media addiction isn't easy. There will be slip-ups and moments of weakness. When those happen, don't beat yourself up. Simply acknowledge it, learn from the experience, and get back on track. Remember, progress over perfection is always the goal. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a coffee shop with a friend. You're both engrossed in conversation, laughing, sharing stories. Suddenly, your phone buzzes, tempting you to check it. But instead of reaching for your device, you glance up at your friend and say, "You know what? This conversation is way more interesting than anything on my phone." See? It's all about making conscious choices and prioritizing the things that truly matter. So there you have it. 5 powerful strategies to build healthy habits around social media use. Remember, you are in control of your technology, don't let it control you. Take what resonates with you, experiment with different approaches, and most importantly, be kind to yourself throughout the process. You've got this. Now go out there and make some magic happen. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, and share your thoughts on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And until next time, stay awesome, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.